You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode 584. We're glad that you're with us. Hope you have a great day. Are you having a great day?
Yes. Also, thank you very much. Just saw some new reviews on Amazon. New reviews on iTunes and saw a lot of new reviews in other places. And thank you very much. I really appreciate that you guys are on board with our mission, which is to really give people knowledge and information to elevate their experience while maintaining the freedoms to fly for the industry as a whole. That's a lot of words in one sentence.
Hey, it is what it is. We definitely appreciate it, every single one of them.
Absolutely. We really do. And thank you guys to the feedback. If you do give back feedback and it's negative, as long as you're nice about it, I call it constructive criticism, and
sure,
we're always willing to learn here at Drone U. But if you're negative and you act like a troll, you will be treated like such.
Anyway. I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. But guess you'll find out.
Anyway. No, I think we've got some great listeners.
We do. No, we really do. Very grateful for you. But let's get to today's question so we can give you more valuable information to help you out when you fly.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Ken from New Jersey. I have a question about flying near a couple of small local airports in Class G airspace. If I want to fly within a few miles of the airport, or probably within a half mile of the airport to film over a golf course and development that's being constructed, I'm wondering if I should, out of courtesy, just call them and let them know, or if there's some legal obligation I have to let them notify them because it's an airport. But I understand it's Class G airspace, and there really is nothing to do through the FAA portal to get a waiver or authorization since they have no control tower. If my interpretation's correct, let me know, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you for the question. Really appreciate it, Ken, and it's a great question. By the way, if you have a great question, which we bet you do, go to askdroneu.com, and just remember, everybody else is thinking, not everybody, a lot of people are thinking about the same things you are. So when you get the question in, a lot of people get what they've been wondering answered. So
very true.
Be the bold one.
Be the bold one. This one's an interesting one, because me personally, no BS, if an airport is in Class G airspace and you need to fly a mile from that airport, I would not call the airport. Most oftentimes there's not even anyone at the airport. At P-48 in Peoria, there was an old guy who would always sit on the radio, and we would always practice our call-ins like, this is Papa Delta Papa 4-6 coming in on the downwind leg, you know, Peoria,
Sounds like
Arizona.
A couple truckers going down the road.
Yeah. You know, and I think that it is very like that, actually. In fact, I am going to dress up as a trucker next time I get in a power parachute. So, that being said, if we take that example of Peoria Airport, it's a great example that, yes, you should absolutely give notification. And honestly, guys, in just the instance of safety, it's always good to just leave a message or a call and say, hey, you know, this is Paul Aiken with Drone U, certificate number blank, 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 blank. And, you know, I'm going to flight over here. I know I don't need to notify you, but I just feel like in order to create a safe atmosphere, it's always best for everyone to be on the same page, and just wanted to communicate those operations.
So is this one of those do as I say, not as I do kind of things?
Because here's why.
Just the way you opened is why I'm asking that.
Yeah. Well, here's why. So there's also Sedona Airport, which is another Class G airport where you can fly, and the Sedona, the Sedona airport guy, he's got a reputation on Facebook, like a nasty reputation Facebook. Yeah, because he was telling pilots they couldn't fly there. They posted signs that you can't be within 5 miles of an airport, and yet it's Class G. And then they even got the Scottsdale FISDO aware of the whole issue, and Scottsdale FISDO just tells people to ignore the airport manager at Sedona. So That's the example of why I say oftentimes I just don't call, because oftentimes I'm never flying more than 100 feet off the ground. And oftentimes I'm always yielding to aircraft, and oftentimes I have a visual observer to help me. So
in that particular case, you know a little something about the airport and the manager, and so that has influenced the action that you take. But generally speaking,
I think it's a good idea to call. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, you probably won't reach anyone, but it's always, always good to communicate your intentions. I think it's a good idea. Let's take the example of someone were to get investigated. Mm-hmm. On the little checkbox, which hasn't changed for drone investigations, it's still the same stupid checklist. They're going to ask to see if you called the airport tower for information. And if you left a voicemail, it's going to be recorded. So on that checkbox, they would say, yes, he did call, which is going to influence their decision because you took steps to mitigate risk. The chances are, if you did take the steps to mitigate the risk, your likelihood of having an accident are very low.
So the bottom line is, Class G, you don't have to call, but it's good practice to go ahead and call.
I think it's just like a relationship. It's always good to communicate.
It's deep.
It's very deep.
I didn't think we were going to talk about relationships anymore.
I don't want to talk about any more relationships.
So remind people where they can get the phone numbers for these.
Airmap.io. Just go to app.airmap.io, and that is the best place to find the phone number. SkyVector and AirNav always have great information on the airports, but you always have to go digging for the this is a perfect example of FAA mm-hmm. versus modern day business, right? If I go to AirMap, I click on the airport, the very first thing that comes up is a phone number. The phone number is clickable and it instantly calls from my phone. SkyVector AirNav, right? All the information is there in metadata form fashion. All the information is there. No clickable phone number, no clickable email address, like boom, like here it is, you do what you will with it. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good lesson for all of you FAA aficionados who are listening. I know you are. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Michael Huerta. I think really good to cater to convenience if you want to get what you're after, which is they want compliance. And I think a lesson here is that convenience is key if you want compliance. So,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't preclude you as the pilot from doing it.
No, I just think it makes it a lot easier.
It does make it easier.
And I think it also
makes sense.
Dictates, not really dictates, but it really, how do I say this, man? It's going to create a safer environment so I don't have to break any necks, you know?
Fair enough. All right, so that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
totally. Don't have to, should.
I think it's a good idea.
It is courtesy, which can mention.
This goes back to Ted's saying that ended up being the front cover of the study guidebook, what you should know, what you don't need to know, what you must know.
Right.
What you must know, you don't need to call. What you should know, it's always a good idea to call. What you don't need to know, everything else.
Right. Great. Hey, I like...
All right, that's the podcast for today.
I like simple. Simple is very, very good.
Definitely. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload your question. Like Rob said earlier, if you are thinking of it, chances are others are as well. So get that in. Also, if you're thinking, well, these drone guys are really onto something, maybe I really could elevate my experience, then you're going to want to go to our website, thedroneu.com, and check out all of the courses that are available. Check out all the resources. But also check out how things are organized, because it's really going to make it easy and convenient for you to learn, to pull stuff while you're in the field, but also to practice while you're in the field as well. So if you want to check it out, you want to become a member, which is a lot of people don't understand how DroneU works, right? It is one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. So check it out, thedroneU.com, become a member. A lot of people have said before that the community pays for itself. And the community is very different from other Facebook groups. So if you're like, it's just like every other Facebook group, come in and find out and you'll see just how different it is. You'll see how positive, inspiring, and motivating it is as well.
And by the way, if you've been to the site recently, maybe you have, you've been listening for a while, the site's changing. We are very, very close to releasing the new site. And I think this is really important for existing members in particular.
Okay.
Because there will be a change or two. Give us a few days to kind of work out the kinks. I mean, we're doing a lot of testing. But for you guys that have been going to the site, there will come a day here very soon when you're going to go and it's going to be a little bit different. I think you're going to really like it and it's going to be a better flow in terms of the learning process and going where you want to go to get the information that you want to get.
True.
So check it out.
Definitely check it out. I gotta say, a lot of people have been asking the question, has the site been live for a while? Like, what's going on? Yes, it's been live somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where we want to get it as
let me put
great
it to you,
as possible.
Let me put it to you guys this way. We are not like drone manufacturers. We're not going to give you a product and then let you beta test it and figure out how it is, and then we're going to put out the real thing 6 months later. All right? We're going to beta test the thing first and then put it out to you.
All that said, it probably won't be perfect. So,
is anyone perfect, Rob?
Not that I know of.
On that bombshell, we're going to do it. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And that was a not perfect outro. Thanks for watching.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.